Welcome back to JR Morning. I am here, guys. I was caught in that big traffic jam on the Lodge between Wyoming and Livernois.
Yeah.
It's a bad accident there.
I like that you're here.
Well, I like that I'm here as well. And they forced everyone off of the freeway at Wyoming, and you have to take the service drive to get back on at Livernois. So please, you know, it's backed up at least to Meyer. So if you're going southbound on the Lodge, try to exit the Lodge before you get to Meyer. You can actually take McNichols and take that over to Livernois and get on the freeway, because it's a mess.
I was in the same thing you were.
Yeah,
I just happened to be in a spot when they were starting to let cars off on the on-ramp.
Yes.
So it sounds like I was only maybe a few of them, though, that they let off.
Yeah, because they closed it off. Yeah.
So.
Today marks the 24-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks, a day that forever changed our nation. You know, about 3,000 lives were lost, including many with ties to Michigan, and the impact continues to be felt more than two decades later. One of the efforts to ensure we never forget is the Michigan Remembers 9/11 Fund, which supports memorials and education and remembrance events across our state. And joining us now is Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group and founder of the Michigan Remembers 9/11 Fund. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Before we get into this, Patrick, I got to ask you your thoughts on this assassination of Charlie Kirk yesterday. You know, what was going through your mind when you found out that this had happened?
A terrible thing. It should have gone through everybody's mind, but what a terrible thing that this happened again. And I don't know who it was, and the evidence last night that it was a targeted assassination. It's terrible, and it's an indication of some of the evil that's out there. That the idea that you can just kill people if you don't like what they're saying, it hasn't gone away from the world. And I'm not making it equivalent to any other crime. Certainly not making it equivalent to the terrible crime that happened on 9/11, but it's an indication that evil's still out in the world.
And, you know, the events of 9/11 reshaped our country in so many different ways, Patrick. Talk about what inspired you to create the Michigan Remembers 9/11 Fund, and what need did you see that it could fill here in the state of Michigan?
That's an important question. I, like so many others that survived, were shocked, saddened. A lot of us did things right away, and I was appreciative, for example, that Sheriff Mike Bouchard, still in office in Oakland County, took a crew out there. Brooks Patterson, late Brooks Patterson, had a big rally that was very uplifting and patriotic right afterwards. There were other people who stepped up to do things. But after about 5 years, I saw we were already starting to forget exactly who was there. You would think that no one would ever forget. Well, we started forgetting a little bit, like who was there, where was it? And I was concerned that there would be people who would come in and essentially hijack the event and say, well, this event was really about my political grievance, or maybe it was the United States' fault because we weren't doing the right thing. So that's wrong. We need to remember the people who we actually lost. And for those of us in Michigan, a lot of people in Michigan didn't think it happened to anyone here, but we have at least 42, and there's probably more people who are from Michigan that died that day. And for all those reasons, we said, we want to remember these people. We don't want their memories erased. We want to tell the true story firsthand about those people. And so we started the Michigan Remembers Fund.
And what does that organization do? How do you remember?
We have a very simple mission. All we do, and it's an important thing, is we remember the people who were lost. We wanted to make sure there was a physical memorial built. We now have a very nice memorial in Oakland County. There's a very nice memorial in Lansing that I'm going to be at for a 9/11 event this morning. And there are other memorials in the state of Michigan, which are listed on the MichiganRemembers.org website. So that was a goal of ours. We didn't erect those, but we were supportive of those efforts. And we systematically went out and found out the stories of people who were from Michigan. And we record them and we put them on our website, and they're there every day so that anyone, and I would urge people today, go to the MichiganRemembers.org website and just glance at the people, your neighbors, people who went to your school, people who grew up in your town that were victims of that great tragedy.
Was this almost cathartic for you to create this group and tell the stories of the people from Michigan who were there that day? You were there, obviously, to say the least. It was a devastating day. But was it? Did this help you as well?
I wouldn't say it was cathartic, but because it's a burden. If you're a survivor of events like that, it's a burden on you. And in my case, I felt that there was a reason I survived. I'm a believer in God. I said, well, God, you must have decided. Thank you. But I want to be sure that we don't forget other people. So I felt it was a duty that I had. And it's not a fun duty, but it's a duty that I feel if I exercise it and I join with others, there's a handful of other survivors, some of whom I spent some time talking with yesterday, then we are not letting the people who died go away without being remembered. So that, I won't say it's cathartic, but it is something that's important.
Speaking with Patrick Anderson, CEO of Anderson Economic Group, founder of the Michigan Remembers 9/11 Fund. And Patrick, you know, every year as the anniversary approaches, I'm sure, and I know emotions, they resurface. You know, and what do you hear from the families, the Michigan families who lost, you know, loved ones? And how does the fund kind of provide a place for healing for them?
We are very careful about not disturbing people who lost loved ones in their immediate family. And so we don't put their names out there. We you know, discourage people trying to track down somebody and ask them just how sad they are that somebody in their family died. But what we do is if there is information about their loved one, or maybe their loved one, it happens sometimes, it's bittersweet, we find somebody else from Michigan that we didn't know about, they let us know, and then we do our duty, and we remember. And we hope that's a big comfort to them.
And, you know, when you hear the phrase, never forget, we got about 30 seconds, you know, it's often heard this time of year. From your perspective, Patrick, what does never forget truly mean in practice for Michiganders today?
I'm glad you're asking that, because that means don't forget these people who were lost, and also don't forget the heroism of the day, and don't let the day be hijacked by some other political agenda or make it seem like it was our fault or it was really justified or anything like that. No, this was a very evil act. Many, many people died. It's so tragic, and we want to remember.
Patrick, we appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing what you guys do with the Michigan Remembers 9/11 Fund, and we will always remember and never forget. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Coming up, we will be hearing from you to find out how you feel about this and share some of your stories about September 11th. You remember where you were on September 11th. I remember where I was. So we'll talk about that coming up next here on JR Morning.